Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says U.S. and Iran failed to reach agreement after historic peace talks in Islamabad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar discusses West Asia situation with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. 24 people arrested in Kuwait in a major operation targeting terror financing networks. NASA's Artemis II astronauts receive heroes' welcome in Houston after returning from the historic lunar mission. And in tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz to be up against Italy's Jannik Sinner in Monte Carlo Masters final today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began his two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, holding high-level talks in Abu Dhabi amid ongoing tensions in West Asia and concerns over the welfare of Indian nationals in the region. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar met UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday, where discussions focused on the evolving regional situation and its implications. The External Affairs Minister conveyed appreciation for the UAE government's support in ensuring the safety and well-being of the Indian community, while both sides reviewed cooperation and ways to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The government has increased the export duty on diesel from 21.5 rupees per litre to 55.5 rupees per litre. The Ministry of Finance informed that the duty on aviation turbine fuel has also been increased from 29.5 rupees per litre to 42 rupees per litre to curb exports and ensure domestic supply. Meanwhile, the export duty on petrol will continue to remain nil. Talks between the United States and Iran have ended without an agreement after nearly 21 hours of negotiations in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. We have a report.
The U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said the discussions were substantive but failed to produce a deal. The U.S. Vice President said the core of the disagreement is Washington's demand for a clear and long-term commitment from Tehran not to pursue nuclear weapons or capabilities that could enable rapid weaponization. He said the U.S. side described its approach as flexible and in good faith, but Iran did not accept the proposed terms. He added that a final and best offer has now been placed before Iran, with Washington awaiting Tehran's response.
We've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement, and I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. We go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could, and they have chosen not to accept our terms.
In an earlier statement shared by the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran on X, Tehran indicated that the dialogue would continue even as some disagreements remain unresolved. The meeting marks the highest level direct engagement between Washington and Tehran in decades. The talks were seen as a key diplomatic effort to reduce tensions and explore possibilities of a structured understanding between the United States and Iran. Key issues included efforts towards a ceasefire in West Asia, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S., and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Amid talks, U.S. President Donald Trump said it made no difference whether a deal was reached with Iran. Speaking to the reporters, President Trump added that operations in the Strait of Hormuz were ongoing and asserted that the United States had already won.
Getting a lot of reports. They've been meeting for many hours, as you probably have noticed. We'll see what happens. Look, regardless, we win. We totally defeated that country. And so let's see what happens. Maybe they make a deal, maybe they don't.
The U.S. delegation was led by Vice President J.D. Vance, along with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, supported by senior advisers. Iranian Parliament Speaker and Delegation Head Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, and Deputy Head of the Supreme National Security Council Ali Bagheri Kani participated in the talks. Meanwhile, in a video statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the campaign against Iran is not yet over, but claimed Israel has achieved historic gains and foiled Iran's nuclear ambitions. He said Israel launched the campaign because Iran was close to acquiring nuclear weapons and had the capability to produce hundreds of missiles per day. Tanvi Khurana for World News.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Kuwait has arrested 24 citizens in a major operation targeting terror financing networks, according to the Ministry of Interior. Authorities said the State Security Service foiled a plot aimed at undermining national security and channeling funds to terrorist groups. In a statement carried by the Kuwait news agency, officials confirmed that the citizenship of one of those detained has been revoked. 8 additional citizens currently outside the country were also identified, with one of them stripped of citizenship as well. Investigators said the suspects formed an organized network that collected donations under religious pretexts, convincing contributors the funds would support legitimate charitable causes. However, authorities found that the money was instead diverted to unlawful entities, betraying the trust of donors. Officials said the group used commercial and professional businesses as fronts to move funds discreetly. The money was distributed among multiple individuals and transported by land and air in an effort to evade detection. The ministry confirmed that the suspects were found in possession of funds linked to illegal activities and were operating under instructions from outside the country. Authorities said the operation reflects Kuwait's continued efforts to safeguard national security and disrupt terror financing networks. NASA's Artemis II astronauts have received a hero's welcome in Houston after returning from the historic lunar mission. The 4-member U.S.-Canadian crew arrived on Saturday morning at Ellington Field near the Johnson Space Center after traveling from San Diego following their splashdown. The nearly 10-day mission took them farther into deep space than any previous crewed flight around the moon. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman and senior officials, along with astronauts, mission teams and families, welcomed the crew. Commander Reid Wiseman and his team returned on the 56th anniversary of the Apollo 13 launch. Sharing his experience, Wiseman said, "This was not easy, and when you're out there, you just want to get back to your families." Pilot Victor Glover, referring to his wife and 4 daughters, expressed his gratitude and said he loved not only his family but everyone who supported the mission. In tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz and Italy's Yannick Sinner will renew their rivalry when they meet in the Monte Carlo Masters final today, with the number one ranking at stake. The match will start at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Vaishali maintained her sole lead in the Women's Candidates Tournament by scoring a crucial win over Alexandra Goryashkina in the 11th round at Peia, Cyprus last night. The victory took her tally to 7 points with just 3 rounds remaining. In a rook and minor piece ending, a blunder by Goryashkina with her bishop proved to be the turning point. Vaishali capitalized on the error and went on to secure a 4th victory of the tournament. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says U.S. and Iran failed to reach agreement after historic peace talks in Islamabad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar discusses West Asia situation with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. 24 people arrested in Kuwait in a major operation targeting terror financing networks. NASA's Artemis II astronauts receive heroes welcome in Houston after returning from the historic lunar mission. And in tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz to be up against Italy's Yannick Sinner in Monte Carlo Masters final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.